Coming up next Saturday, it's the first St. Louis Cigar Box Guitar Festival. It will be held at the Highway 61 Roadhouse and Kitchen in Webster Groves. Gary Herget is one of the organizers, and he joins us now from his home in Dittmer, Missouri, down in Jefferson County. Welcome, Gary.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. You know, I've interviewed, I can't tell you how many musicians over the years. I didn't know anything about cigar box guitars until just a couple of hours ago. Am I just out of it?
Maybe just a little bit. It's an up-and-coming thing, kind of having a revival at the time.
Yeah, that's what I understand. And I don't know what you can share with us about the history of it, but from what I could figure out, I mean, it dates pre-Civil War, doesn't it?
It does. Before that, cigars were shipped in large crates, and for tax purposes, they wanted to put them in smaller boxes. And when the boxes were emptied, people figured out what to do with them, and one of the things was to make instruments.
Huh. You know, and I hadn't thought of it until I went on the Internet and started looking around, and I did realize that actually there are a lot of really attractive, aesthetically pleasing guitar boxes.
There's a lot of different ways you can go with them. You can make them as rude and crude as you want to, or you can just shine them up and put all kinds of things on them and make them look like factory-built instruments.
Right, but I mean, some of the boxes themselves, the way they're manufactured and the logos and things are really nice looking. Is that like a status thing when you're playing the cigar guitar?
Sometimes it is. Different boxes rank different places, I guess you would say, but a lot of the boxes do have some really beautiful artwork on them.
And it's as you said, it's kind of a serious thing because I understand some like famous people actually have used guitar box guitars either in performances or in recordings. This is what I found out. I like Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, Tom Waits, Ed King of Lynyrd Skynyrd, even Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney actually played one live on stage at the Sandy benefit.
Well, Gary, what kind of work do you do for a living and how did you get into this?
Myself, I'm a lawn and landscape guy, but I've always enjoyed woodworking and just something I found on the internet, thought I'd try and found out it's a lot of fun. And then you get in contact with other people who feel the same way you do, and one thing just leads to another.
Well, I've never heard one, so describe to me what the sound can be like. And another interesting thing, too, I found out was some of these even have just one string, I guess one to five or six, I guess, but one string?
One string, they call that one a diddly bow. You play it. It's more like a percussion instrument than strumming, but you can get some really unique bass qualities out of something like that.
Wow. Do they take a long time to make?
If you're making just a basic, simple guitar, you can probably do one in just an afternoon and spend no more than $20 or $25 putting it together.
Wow. Well, I went on the internet. I was shocked to find I couldn't even count how many places, sites you could go to buy these things. And they ranged in price anywhere from $15. The most expensive one I found was $775.
Yeah, and actually they go higher than that. I've seen them go as high as $1,500, just depending on what you put in them.
Well, tell me about Justin Johnson. And I know he's known as in the guitar world for playing this type of guitar. And who is he?
Justin Johnson hails from Kansas City. He started out life as a guitar player and founded cigar boxes, and now he's a traveling cigar box instrument player. That's what he does. He doesn't play the factory-made instruments anymore, and he goes on tour all over. We were lucky enough to get him to come to St. Louis for our first festival.
So he's going to be here next weekend.
Yes, he is.
We have some of his work. Let's sample this. This is Honey Island Swamp. Thank you. We're talking with Gary Hergott of Dittmer, Missouri. He's involved in next weekend's first Cigar Box Guitar Festival. What we just heard was Justin Johnson. Number one, I can't believe how good it sounds.
It is. Yeah, if you listen real close there, you can hear that he's picking.
Uh-huh.
He's also using a slide. The slide works real well with the Cigar Box guitars.
Is it easier to learn how to play this kind of guitars compared to the traditional guitar?
Compared to guitar, it's real simple and basic. There's a lot of 2- and 3-finger chords that you can use. So, and when you're playing guitar, a lot of times it's 3-, 4-finger chords. Your basic Cigar Box guitar will only have 3 strings, so there's not a lot you have to do to play a chord.
Well, Gary, in just a few seconds we have left, can you briefly tell me what to expect at next weekend's festival on Saturday?
At the festival, we're going to have all kinds of things going on. We're going to have a lot of open mic time for those who show up with their cigar boxes that want to play and entertain the crowd. We're going to have a contest for best build for those who are serious builders and want to try to win some prizes. We're also going to have kits available where you can build your own guitar on site.
Yeah, when I was on the internet, there were even instructional videos, I happened to notice.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys out there. In fact, the very first instructions we have found were in a Boy Scout pamphlet back in the 1920s. So that's how long this has been out there.
Wow, it sounds like a lot of fun, really. This is next Saturday. It's our area's first Cigar Box Guitar Festival. It will be next Saturday from noon until 6 at the Highway 61 Roadhouse and Kitchen in Webster Groves. And Gary Hergott, we appreciate you joining us today, and we look forward to next weekend's activities. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Oh, great. We hope to see everyone there.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Gary Hergott from Dittmer, Missouri. Coming up next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk with Mike Isaacson as the Muni gears up for a new season. And then we'll take a look at the 2013 Missouri Chamber Music Festival. Join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air, when he'll talk with James Buford as he retires following a long career as CEO of the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis. Archive versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, engineered by Aaron Doerr, with production assistance from Spencer Reed. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. See you next week.